This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Matier.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for a special session of the legislature to deal with rising gasoline prices. There is one major sticking point, however. Democrats in the state Senate don't want one. All right, Phil, what's going on here? Democrats have usually been united on issues, especially when it comes to the governor. What's causing the split?
You know, it's interesting because I think we've got a new two-party system in California. I mean, actually, you got three parties. You got the Democrats, you got the Republicans, and you got Newsom. And some Democrats up in Sacramento, like in the state Senate, are a little tired of the governor coming in at the 11th hour with some grand plan and saying, do it now. And that's what they're saying, is that this is a big ask. What he's saying is that, you know, California has a special blend of gas. And it's more expensive than any other place in the country. Anytime you drive into California, you get bumped up between the taxes and the blend about $1 to $1.25. On top of that, whenever there's maintenance or any kind of accidents at the refineries that we've reported on, as we know, it ties up the supply and the prices spike. He wants to avoid that by mandating that refineries keep an extra supply. How many days remains to, I'm not sure about. They're not, that has to be worked out, of gasoline, so that if they ever shut down or have to clean the place or have any kind of problems, that they'll have a backup that will keep prices stable. Opponents like the Western Straits Petroleum Association say, hey, no, that could actually drive up prices because where are we going to store this gasoline? We have to build new facilities. And if we keep it off the market, but when we're cleaning the shop, what's going to happen then if we have a gas shortage?
So the way I understand it, some Democrats objected to this because they said the governor kind of slid this in last minute and then threatened him with a special session. Why the last minute nature of this whole thing?
Because a lot of times in politics, Patty, if you've got something controversial, you move it at the end. You know, you're either in a crisis or at the very end with a clock ticking saying it's got to be done. And the Democrats in this part and the Senate are saying, no, wait a minute. This has been sitting in the House and it's been revised. We need to take a longer look at it. The governor doesn't necessarily want a longer look at it. He just wants it voted on. So what you do is you're trying to put pressure on people to get it done. And you spring it on them at the last minute. And this time, they're saying no. That hasn't always been the case in the past. But they're saying no, in part, because unlike some of the other things that we deal with in the legislature, this has a direct effect on people's lives at the pump. And a number of those Democrats are in really tight races this fall, and they're not crazy about the idea of taking on the oil industry or angry drivers if this results in higher prices.
Good point. KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.